don't mean somebody at a drugstore.
Well, I would say he's a peddle.
Peddle, mm-hmm. You know any slang terms for money? Have you ever heard of it?
Let's see. Dough.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any other name for a pawn shop besides pawn shop? Any other names for wine other than wine? Or for beer, either one?
No.
What do you call those? Any other a name for those X-rated movie theaters?
I'm not really too up to date on those either.
The man that delivers your mail, you call him?
The postman.
Okay, how about the person that picks up your garbage?
The garbage man.
Okay. Now, if a person wants to get a good job at City Hall, you'd say he better have a lot of
education or connection.
Connection, yes, okay. Now, if you were, what would you call where you buy your groceries?
Kroger.
Okay. If it was but if it's a large food store, do you call it grocery store or supermarket? Like Kroger, for example.
Well, I would say,
Gotta go to the...
Well, I use supermarket. I used to go where more vegetables and things and near for a supermarket. And when I go to the grocery store, you'll find a variety of vegetables and groceries.
How about just a kind of a small neighborhood store that sells? You'd call that a...
Just a little neighborhood store.
Just a neighborhood store.
They don't have too many... only in Memphis they have a lot of these places. What do they call them?
Oh, like 7-Eleven.
Not 7-Elevens, but you know, they're just little small places. And I can't...
I don't know what to call them either.
I know the name, but I can't think of the name.
Where they stay open all the time.
Yes, they were in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood, yeah. And they don't have that much here either. How about a place where you could buy kind of special foods like already prepared meats and vegetables and... Well, no, not vegetables so much as salads. They have them. I think Kroger stores has some in there.
Yes, they do have some in the back.
Yeah, they call that section the.
Oh gosh. I can't say.
Delicatessen.
Delicatessen.
You have heard delicatessen.
Yes, I sure have.
Okay. Now, something that is electric that you might fry something in, you'd call that a.
Or liquid skillet or pot.
How about a place that you would wash your clothes, that you would put money into the...
Washeteria.
Now, kind of a basket or something, anyway, that you might put your dirty clothes in, you'd call that a...
Clothes hamper.
And something electric that you use to sweep your floor would be...
Vacuum.
And, thing that you empty out on the vacuum would be the...
The dust.
And then, well, the
thing... The bag that's on the vacuum.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one of those machines that some people have in their homes to reduce, well, for the garbage that...
Is it a garbage disposal?
Okay, and then, okay, this garbage disposal, and then there's something else that they take and they put the, kind of like trash in, I guess, and it kind of crunches it up.
No, I haven't seen one.
Now, like in an apartment complex, kind of sometimes they'll have those great big things that they put their garbage in that a truck comes and picks up.
It's a can that's set out on the street.
Okay. Now, like out here, for your garbage, what do you call what you put your garbage in?
A bag.
Okay.
And the truck come by and pick it up.
Okay, they pick it up in the
bag. Yes, once a week.
You ever heard any slang terms for cigarettes?
Well, I have heard them talk about weeds. Since I don't smoke, it makes a difference, but I probably say weeds.
Yeah. Okay, a room that... I hope I didn't ask.